Okay, so we will learn this 26th verse from chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita. The name of chapter 9 is
The Most Confidential Knowledge.
Okay. Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam.
Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam.
Yo me bhaktya prayachati.
Yo me bhaktya prayachati. Yo me bhaktya prayachati. Yo me bhaktya prayachati.
Tad aham bhaktyuparitam.
Tad aham bhaktyuparitam. Tad aham bhaktyuparitam. Tad aham bhaktyuparitam.
Ashnami prayatatmanah.
Ashnami prayatatmanah. Ashnami prayatatmanah. Ashnami prayatatmanah.
Now I'll recite the whole verse. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tad aham bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatatmanah.
Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tad aham bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatatmanah.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
If one offers me,
if one offers me
with love and devotion,
with love and devotion
a leaf,
a leaf,
a flower,
a flower,
fruit,
fruit
or water,
or water,
I will accept it.
I will accept it.
Who is this I over here?
Krishna.
It's Krishna. See, that is why the I is capital, although it is in between of the sentence. I is capital. Did you see that? And even me,
and me
offers me. Very good. Yeah, that is intelligence. You should observe that way. So in the translations, wherever capital I, myself, or like that, no? When capital comes, that refers to Krishna because he is the Supreme Lord. Okay. So I'll just tell you the meaning of this verse and then we'll go around with all of you. Because yesterday we couldn't take the meaning of this verse. So basically, there was a boy, like of your age. His name was Raghunandan Thakur. What?
Raghunandan Thakur.
His father's name was Mukunda.
Mukunda.
Mukunda, Narahari Sarkar and Madhava. They were three brothers. Mukunda, Narahari and Madhava. So these three brothers, they were very great devotees. So in that, this Mukunda's son was Raghunandan. And Mukunda, one day, the king of that area, he had called him for some work. So he had to go. So he told Raghunandan, they had very beautiful deities of Radha Krishna in their house, Radha Gopinath. And he told them that... he told to Raghunandan, he called him, he was a small child like some of you, he called him and he said that today I have to go out and can you please offer the Rajbhog to the deities. Rajbhog means in the afternoon, the lunch prasad is there, no? At that time in opulent temples 56 items are offered. Chappan bhog. In opulent temples, not in all temples, and in festivals like Janmashtami, Ratayatra and all these things. So, otherwise also very nice, you know, this full plate is there for the Lord and at least three sabjis are there. Everything should be made in ghee. For Krishna, for the Lord, everything should be topmost. So, everything should be made in ghee and I mean this is called Rajbhog. Okay, so the items are made and then chapati is made, nice chapati should be there and then or puris and then rice is there, all these items, okay, like fried items like pakoras, this is everything for the Lord, okay, we should not do now because after you get then you can do, before we should not. So that bhog, Rajbhog plate was made, so he told his son that today I am not there, can you do the Rajbhog offering to the deities. So then he said, I don't know how to offer. So then his father said, oh, it is very simple. He taught him some mantras. He said, you should tell these mantras and you should tell the Lord that you please accept this
prasad.
Bhoga. It is not prasad. What you are bringing in front of the deities is called bhoga. And after you offer it, then it becomes prasad. You follow? So then he said, okay. He thought, maybe, sir, let me try. So then his father went and he took that plate. His mother prepared very nice bhogas. She arranged it in a nice plate and she gave that plate. He took the plate in front of the deities. He kept in his house. They had a separate room. So he went in the room. He kept it in front of the deities and he told the mantras. And then he was sitting down. He saw nothing happened. The plate was like that only. So then... his father had said that the Lord will accept it, isn't it? You offer it with love, the Lord will accept it. So he kept it and nothing happened. The sabjis, everything was like that only. So then he started crying. He started crying. Oh Lord Gopinath, I don't have love at all. I'm so sinful. I don't have love. That is why you're not coming and taking, finishing the prasad, the bhoga, no? So he started crying. So then he had so much love for the Lord. So then nothing happened. Then he started crying very loudly. Oh, I have no love for you. That is why you are not coming and finishing the prasad. Actually, the concept is like this. See, in Brahma Samhita, it comes. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti mandi ashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chin. That is, Krishna with angani yasya means from any of his organs. Can you eat through your nose?
No.
Can you eat through your eyes?
No.
You can eat only through your mouth. But Krishna can do any activity with any of his organs. You follow? So, the idea is like when we offer bhoga. Now see, mango season is there, right? In all of your house, mangoes are coming. You know what you should do? You should take a nice plate. If you you must be having some new, not your jhuta plate. Mm-hmm. Take any nice plate and cut the mango. You do it, huh? Don't make your parents do it. Take a mango, take the knife, wash the knife nicely, wash the mango nicely, remove the skin, cut the mangoes, cut into small pieces, keep it in a plate and take it in front. In all of your houses, photos are there, no, of the Lord. Take it in front of the, I have deity, some of you have deity, some of you have photos of the Lord. There's no difference between the photo and the deity. So go and keep it in front of the photo and then say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Say three times, ring the bell and say three times, sit down. Now suppose like this, sit down and then offer it and wash your hands all nicely before that. Huh? Keep it and offer it to the Lord. So that is bhoga. Then after saying Hare Krishna Mahamantra, after some time, you just imagine as the Lord Krishna is taking that mango and enjoying it, he's eating it. And then after that, after 5 minutes, you offer obeisances and then take that plate and then you put it into your plate, into your whatever plates you have, and then you take. It will be more tasty because the Lord has accepted it. The idea is Lord Krishna, he glances on that. He sees your love, how much love you have. See, everything he's having. He is the one who is giving us everything. He is having everything. He is not in need for your mango. But he wants your love. See, what is here he is saying? That if one offers me with
love.
So then with love, if you do like that, this Raghunandan Thakur, he thought that the Lord will finish the plate. That was his idea. Because his father had said the Lord will accept it. So then he started crying. He cried so deeply, the Lord came in front of him. The Lord, Lord Gopinath was standing like this, he came in front of him. And then he said, why are you crying, Raghunandan? Raghunandan said, you have not accepted my prasad. You didn't accept the bhoga. That's why I'm crying. So then Raghunandan, I've already accepted it. Because the Lord, through his glance, he glances and the mercy comes. And then it becomes prasad. So he said, I've already accepted. No, you didn't finish the plate. So then Raghunandan Thakur started crying. So then the Lord said, okay. For the pleasure of Raghunandan, the Lord sat down. He finished the full plate. And then again he went back in his deity form. Raghunandan was very happy. So he thought, oh, my father has fun every day in offering the, that is why he offers every day to the Lord. That's what he thought. So he went and his mother thought, why he is taking so long to come out? they had a separate room na for the deities. So why he is taking so long to come out? So he came out and then his mother, she has the prasad. So Gopinath ate it. So she thought maybe he has eaten it. So then in the evening Mukunda came, his father. So his father came and said, so how was the offering today? Where is the prasad? Means the wife started saying, you know today what our son did. So then he said, you tell me afterwards, I'm very hungry, give me prasad. So then she said, about that only I'm telling you, that this prasad, your son, he is saying that Gopinath finished it. But Mukunda, he was a very great devotee. He knew that his son will not speak lies. He knew that his son will not tell lies. So then he asked his son, what happened? So he said, I offered the way you told to offer and the Lord accepted it. So then this father, he said, is that so? Then he felt very happy and he said, okay, take these laddus. He asked his wife to make nice laddus and he said, take these laddus also and go and give to Krishna. So then, now Raghunandan felt very nice. It was like a game. I mean, it was like almost like a game for him. Because Lord Krishna is coming. I'll get to see Krishna. So then he went inside again. And again, he sat down. And he started chanting the mantras. At that time, Mukunda, he went and sat little bit at the back. You follow? He was trying to hide in the room. So that Raghunandan will not know Mukunda is there. He just wanted to see what is happening. So then Raghunandan, again he started ringing the bell, he chanted the mantras from his heart and he invited Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna came there. He took the laddu and he started biting. When he was biting, Mukunda was so happy. Oh, Lord Krishna has come. He started chanting, Hariva!
Hariva!
He thought, oh, the Lord has come. So then what Lord Krishna did? Lord Krishna came for Raghunandan's love. No, he immediately dropped that half laddu and he went back in his deity form. It is said that in some place, I don't know which place, that laddu is still there. That half laddu eaten by Lord Krishna. So the point is, what we learn from this story is, Krishna sees how much you love him. He doesn't see your item. See, here also what he is saying, patram means one leaf. Take one tulsi leaf every day. In all of your house, tulsi plant is there, no? Take one tulsi leaf and you know this chandan? Chandan, that powder chandan you get. Or even the other paste. Take little bit, put in little in water. Make a paste out of it, light paste. Put that paste on tulsi leaf and keep it at his lotus feet here. See, you see this?
Yeah.
Like this you should keep. Did you say this? If you do like this, Krishna becomes very happy. Just one leaf. And patram, pushpam means one flower. Even if you can offer one flower every day to Krishna with love, that is, he will become very happy. Samita, andha thuni thayanga, anga par. So even if you offer one flower, Krishna becomes very happy. And what is the other one? Patram, pushpam, phalam. One fruit. You offer one fruit to the Lord. Krishna is not saying patrani, pushpani. He is not saying the plural. You follow? He is saying patram, one leaf, one fruit, one flower and water. What you can do, you can take a nice glass, new glass, small glass. Maybe this glass, this size, whatever. You can take a cup and every day you can keep water with a lid on top of that. When I'll open my altar, you can see I have kept water. Like that, you need not keep silver, you can keep steel glass also. Because my deities are there, I've kept silver. Krishna is not saying, I want silver only, I want gold only, I want steel only, not like that. Whatever you can buy. You buy one glass, keep water every day for the Lord. So these things, if you do out of love, the Lord becomes very happy. For a simple example, I'll tell you. Say it's your friend's birthday today. And she has called you for her birthday. So if you go and you tell, hey my friend, with lot of love I have got for you this leaf. Will she be happy?
No.
Or say for example, the husband, he comes from office. Right? Say your father, he goes in the morning, no? 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, whatever. He goes, he comes in the evening, I don't know, whatever time, 8, 9, 10, whatever time. He comes home and then your mother says that, oh, with lot of love, I've kept for you one glass of water. So what will happen? Mahabharata Katha. Isn't it? Or say it is your mother's wedding day, suppose. Okay? Say it is your mother's wedding day and your father tells, oh, with lot of love I've got for you this leaf. Will she be happy?
No.
No. But Krishna, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Huh? He is the owner of everything that exists. But if you give one fruit, one leaf, one little bit of water, he becomes very happy. He is just seeing your love. So that is the meaning of this verse. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. With love. So like how Raghunandan Thakur did. Love and devotion. Thank you. This is, she is,
When this story happened?
Which one? This Raghunandan Thakur?
Yeah.
This happened 500 years ago. This stories which I am telling now, in this vacation I am telling stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita. See, there are three books. One is Bhagavad Gita.
See,
this Bhagavad Gita, you know.
Yes.
This is Bhagavad Gita.
This
1 minute. These are instructions by Krishna. In this there are 18 chapters, 700 shlokas. This is instructions by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. It's not only for Arjuna, it's for us also. And I'll give you some little tips of how you should follow Bhagavad Gita. You know, every day morning all of you get up, isn't it? After getting up, what you should do, after you do your activities, you take a bath, then you come and offer obeisances. Yeah, you offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. And then, obeisances mean dandat pranam. Pranam to Prabhupada, then to your deities. Whatever photos in you have in your house, every day you should do this. Offer obeisances, then you put 3 spoons water to Tulsi Devi. Here, because you, so many children are porting, so I am telling 1 spoon. Put 3 spoons water to Tulsi Devi every day and offer dandat pranam. 1 minute. And then offer pranams to your parents. And don't do like this. Just like this. Do full pranam. You know, even Duryodhan used to do. You know Duryodhan?
Yes.
He was so bad, isn't it? But every day he would offer obeisances to his parents. Every day. Every day you would offer. If you do all these things and then chant 1 round of Maha Mantra. Every day. If you will do these things, you are following Bhagavad Gita. The manual which I said for this human being's life. And when you drink water, say Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu 3 times. See, these habits if you cultivate from now onwards, these habits if you observe, you will have a successful life. And you will be able to concentrate in your studies. You will remember all your formulas. What is the this thing? Sulfuric acid, what is this thing? H2SO4, right? And what is A plus B square? A square plus B, 2AB plus B square, isn't it? What is tan theta? Sin theta by cos theta, isn't it? I learned this so many years back. But still I remember. Why? Because I am chanting. Same way, you will also remember all your formulas, all your tables. Will be on the tip of your tongue. You will not forget anything. Why? Because, why I am telling you to do all these things? Because in the 15th chapter, Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaisha sarvairaham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Means, this means that I am the person sitting in your heart. I give you forgetfulness and remembrance. Vishnu, sit down. So, I give you forgetfulness and remembrance. Oh, what is A plus B the whole square? A square plus what?
A plus 2, A plus 4.
2AB. That remembrance comes from Krishna. Krishna reminds you. If you chant every day. Otherwise, sometimes it happens, no? Your exam paper comes and you don't know. You have read that question, but still you don't know the answer. But if you chant every day, what will happen? Krishna will see that, oh, you are doing it every day. He will remind you. And only those questions will come which you have done. Which is very easy, very pakka you know the answer, only those questions will come. You see that. You do this one full year and see how your final exam comes. The only those questions will come which you have done. Because Krishna in your heart knows what questions you know properly. So your question paper will come like that only. But you have to do every day. Huh? One day, ek din karke, fir exam ke time pe. Oh, Mataji said so I have to chant. Other, aisa nahi chalega. Every day you should do. If you do it every day, then your question paper will be very easy. When it will come, wow, you'll see. Otherwise, oh, I have never seen these questions in my life. So, these are small tips to follow Bhagavad Gita. If you do all these things, you tremendously, your concentration will increase. What? Yes. Yeah, these things I have to keep on telling because Krishna's, certain things have to be keep on repeating. Because then only we will take it. We will know the seriousness. Krishna says Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta 2 times in Bhagavad Gita. In the 9th chapter also it comes, in 18th chapter also it comes. Because some things have to be repeated because to show the seriousness of the situations. I kept telling, but still we are not able to follow that. We do 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, then after that again we go back to our habits. It's very difficult to become a good person. It's very easy to become a bad person. Isn't it? It's very easy to break things. Destroying is very easy. Constructing is difficult. How long it takes to construct the building? To break that? Just like that. Isn't it? So construction is difficult. Destruction is easy. So constructing yourself, developing your personality. How you can develop? You should always find good qualities in others. However bad they may be, try to find the good qualities in others. That way you will develop good qualities. That is your personality. Because if you tell something, hey, woh na bahut bura hai, then what happens? You associate with that bad quality. You follow. Say, suppose you say, you know, she is so bad, she is that, this, blah, 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 blah. You tell about somebody. What happens is, you are associating with that quality. So that quality comes into you. You follow? If you don't talk about that, instead of seeing the bad qualities, see the good qualities in others. Some good quality is there in everyone. No one is totally bad. So find out that good quality, then you will associate with it, that good quality. Hey, she gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
In Chandni Chowk to China, that Akshay Kumar used to do the last karate, so that Guru says ki tere mein ek quality hai jo kisi ko nahi pata hai.
Yeah, so you should find out the good quality in others. Yes, so you should see the good quality in others. Okay, so I'll stop here.